We don't paskin like these man diomrin. We say that no Chanukah today is Chanukah. Any tefillah you say in Chanukah, there's a chayv to say al nisim. Elo zot gemara ki ha di omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yom haKippurim shechal liyas b'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, is hamispalu nila. If you daven nila on Yom Kippur that Shabbos. Is Sarach Lahaskia Shal Shabbos. You have to mention Ritzay, you have to mention Shabbos in Tefillah Nila. Even though Nila has no Shaykhis to Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos we don't have the Tefillah Nila. Nila is only Al Yom Kippur. Avival today is Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos in Nila. Why? Yoimushin is Chayav Yabba Tefillah. So we're here also. Chanukah is today, and today every Tefillah you have to say on Chanukah, you have to say Al Nisim. That's the Sushto. Drashi Tzorach Laskil Shal Shabbos Leima V'titein Lanu Es Yom HaMenucham V'yes Yom HaKippurim Azir V'choysim Mekadesh HaShabbos V'yom HaKippurim V'yaf Al Pi Shein Tfilas Nila B'Shabbos. What's the Svara? Yom Mushin Etchai V'dal Tfilas Lav Tfilas HaLayla B'Klal. We're not talking about Marv El Tfilas HaYom. Hey, the day of Yom Kippur has four Tfilas to it. You have a Shachris, a Musaf, a Minchan, a Nila. Shachris, Musaf, Minchan, a Nila. So you see, a svarah about today, you're mechuyev a davening, and today is Shabbos. You have to mention Shabbos. You're also Chanukah. About today is Chanukah, and today is Rosh Chodesh. You have to say Musaf. You have to say Al Nisim. For the Gemara, Kash Hilchasa Hilchasa, for the Kasbira and Halachas, Amar to Hilchasa Geshuv Ben Levi. You say that Halachas like Geshuv Ben Levi that on Yom Kippur Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos in Nila. The Kaimalon Hilchasa Kerava. We also passing like Rava. The Yom Arovo, Yom Tiv Shechal Liyos Kishabis, Yom Tiv that comes out on Shabbos, Shliach Tzibur Hayur Lefnei Ateva Arvis, is the beginning of Yom Tiv, like Kabbalah, right after Kabbalah Shabbos, when you daven Marv. So when you have the Chazor Sashat that we say a Mispalo Brichus Mein Sheva, Kainu Shemayin Voritz, is Alocha Ein Atzorach Lahaskil Shol Yom Tiv. When you say Kainu Shemayin Voritz, Mogen Ovois, you don't have to mention Yom Tiv, you only mention Shabbos. Why? Shilmole Shabbos, if not for Shabbos, in Shtir Tziva Yerid Arvis B'Yomtiv. Hey, Stam the Yomtiv, when the Shir Tziva, when we daven Marim, there's no Chazar Tashas. You don't say Kainu Shemayim Voritz on Yomtiv. You only say it on Shabbos. So now that Shabbos comes down on Yomtiv, we still say it. We're only Chaysu Mekadesh HaShabbos. We don't mention Yomtiv. So Chutz Tzira. Why aren't you saying that? But we bow today is Yomtiv. And today you have to have this Chazaras HaShatz now, after Shabbos Yigadin, but without this Yom Tov today, should have to mention Yom Tov. Just like we're saying now on Chanukah and Yom Kippur, that comes out on Shabbos. You have to mention Shabbos and Nila. I, Shabbos, doesn't have Nila, but without today is Mechuyev and Nila. You have to mention Shabbos. See, also, without today is Yom Tov, and this Yom Tov, you have to mention Kain Yishamayim Voritz. You have to have the Chazaras HaShatz by Mariv, so why don't you have to mention Yom Tov? So the Moran is no Kasha. Hoki Yashta. Is that we say Chazar Sashas Mogin Ovis? We say by Shabbos, it's not Ikir Dikadin. Every Marav the whole week, the whole year, it doesn't have a Chazar Sashas. What's that is by Shabbos, Marav, the Mechav, they Mesakim, Chazar Sashas, and Nualocha. It's by Shabbos Namulet Sorach. Ikir Adin Shabbos also doesn't need a Chazar Sashas. For Rabbonim who did Kunit, Rabbonim made a Maya Takona, Mishum Sakona, also Sakona, they were Mesakin. Aval hocho yoimush neschayim biyavat tefilas. Mashenkin Yom Kippurim that comes in on Shabbos. V'bal today meikir atakona. You have to daven four tefilas. You have to daven nila today. V'bal today is Shabbos. You have to mention Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. V'bal today you have to daven Musaf. So once you daven Musaf, you have to mention Al Nisan. Mashenkin here the Chazor Tashas and Mogin Ovis. You're not really mechuyev to say it even on Shabbos. It's only a sakon of the gadin. So as this sakon of the gadin, dialogue shall hoisev, you don't have to mention Yom Tov. So Drashi, what's the sakona? Drashi shliach tzibur hayurad arvis. Ha mispalo birchas main sheva. Kone shumayin voritz mogin ovis bedvoroin. Mishum sakona. Mazikin. In the Gemara's times, used to daven, used to be shalach for mazikin. Shto hoye vote kinesia shalahem beyishuv. They didn't have a shul in local, in where used to live, beyishuv. The whole Shah Leila Hachil, the whole weekdays, Hoyasuki Malachtim, people used to work. When they got over Gomram, they got finished working, the Gomram Malachtim, Mispalim, Arvis the Basin. Used to daven be Yechidis, used to come home and daven in the house. because it was a sakana to go to shul. Lohoye boin the Beis HaKnesses. They wouldn't go out to the Beis HaKnesses, which was in the fields, because it's a sakana mazikim to go in the fields alone. Avo leil Shabbos, mashenkin leil Shabbos, boin the Beis HaKnesses. They used to come earlier on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, they didn't stop work before. So by Shkiyat time, Mari had to look at Nerish, he didn't do Malacha. He used to go to Shul early. So going to Shul Friday, there was no question, because there was no Mazikim, it was light. No, the Choshu, Chazal was Choshu, Shiesh, and Mamariam Lovay. Some people got late, came late, even Friday night also they came late to Shul. So a person that came late to Shul, by the time he gets finished davening, he'll get finished later than everybody else. So everybody else will leave, go home, and they'll be left alone, and there'll be a shalom for Mazikim, him being long in the Shul. Therefore, Chazal was masakan to have a tefillah satziba, to have a chazaras hashad, to be moistiv, davening a little bit longer, k'day that if somebody comes late to shul, he'll be able to catch up and finish davening when everybody else is finished, to go home together. That's why they were masakan to davka on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, and not on Yom Tov. The Kashmir, the Chur, they should have the same takonam on Yom Tov also. The Chur Yom Tov also, people go to shul at night, because they don't do malacha, so they go to shul also. But some people try to bring a raya from here, that when do we mekabel Shabbos early? Only on Shabbos you mekabel Shabbos early. Yom Tov you not mekabel Yom Tov early. See, about people, they weren't mekabel early, so they weren't ready in time. So maybe they didn't go to shul Yom Tov either. So therefore they didn't have this takonah, the same magen avos on Yom Tov. Yikat takonah was only for Shabbos. Then achnam, your Shabbos comes in on Yom Tov, you don't have to mention Yom Tov in this tefillah. Right, the end of this Mishnah says, Loi Ba'aliyah. You can't light, you can't use the Shem of the Aliyah, the tail, and Hu Adin Chaylev, you can't use either. The end of the Mishnah was, Loi Ba'aliyah, Loi Ba'Chaylev. You can't use the Aliyah, the tail, the fat of the tail, and any fat. Nochem Hamodei Oimer Madlikim Ba'Chaylev Mabushal. Nochem Hamodei said, depends. Regular fat you can't light with. But if you cook down the fat, Ba'Chaylev Mabushal, then you could use it. Chum say no, with neither Zayat Mavushal, not Mavushal, you can't use the Chelev. So more of the Asakash, the Chur, the Chum is a Tanakama. The Tanakama says, Loi b'Chelev stam. You can't like with Chelev. It's only Nachum HaModeh that makes the Chelev, that says that Chelev Mavushal you could. Now the Chum say no, whether it's Mavushal, whether not Mavushal, you can't. The Chur, the Chum, Haino Tanakama. That's the first Mavushal that says, Loi b'Chelev stam. They both say chelev stam not. It's only Nochem HaModeh that says achilut mavushal you could. So what do you have that the chomer for? That's the Tanakhama. And the Gemara then ika benayel the Rav Runya omer Rav loy nisaimi. The Nafkumina, one of them is going to hold from the kula we had before from Rav Runya omer Rav that his din was if you add a little bit shemen zayis into this chelev mavushal then it's kosher. Even though we all love the Shimonim, if he had a little Shem and Zayis, it's no good. But we said, Emesin, Chelem of Vushal, really should be good. It is like will. There's only Gzeira for you, Shem of Vushal, Chelem of Vushal, maybe you come to use regular Chelem. There's only Gzeira. So here, where you add Shem and Zayis into the Chelem of Vushal, we don't make Gzeira. Well, in the Simon, we don't know which one of the two is Makel. Is it Tanakama Makel when you add Shem and Zayis in, or is it Chama Makel? We don't know which one of the two. But I call upon the two different treaties. One holds for Rav Runya, and one doesn't hold. Drashi. Hainu Tanakama. The Yom of Leiv Chelev. Kol Chelev B'mashma. Mashma any Chelev, whether it's Mavushal or not Mavushal. You can't use it. It's a Hainu Hach. And the Gemara, there is Chilek Yez Rav Runya. The Shari Ayidei Tarubois Shemin Kolshu. He was making before, if you put a little Shemin Zayis into the Chelev Mavushal, it is good. We don't know if the Tanakhama is Mekel or the Chum is Mekel. And the Svara to be Mekel was because we don't make Gzeru L'Gzeru. Chelem Mavushal Bemisin should be kosher. It's only Gzeru Ato Chelem Shenem Mavushal. Now when you put some Shemen inside it, really should also be good. It's only Gzeru Ato you won't put Shemen inside it. So Gzeru L'Gzeru we don't make. So the Mishnah. Ein Madlikim B'Shemen Sreifa B'Yomtev. On Yomtev you can't use Shemen Sreifa. So already Mazmin the Gemara before, this is like a Hezbir in the first Mishnah. The reason why you can't use Shemen Mavushal, Shemen Sreifa, is talking about an error of Shabbat that's a Yomtiv. And the Klal is Ein Sarfin Kotshim on Yomtiv. And Shemen Sreifa means Shemen that was Truma that became Tameh. So now it's a mitzvah to burn it, and you're not allowed to burn Kotshim on Yomtiv. Therefore, Ein Madlikim is Shemen Sreifa be Yomtiv. Trashi Shemen Sreifa, Shemen Shel Truma Tameh. That's Tameh. For Gemara first time, the Gemara explains what the reason, what's wrong with burning it on Yontif. Why not? You're allowed to have a no from it. So why can't you burn it on Yontif? Use it for the Nair. It burns well. It's talking about even Shemen Zayis. But about it's so true, man. It's Sneya, you can't use it. You have your Shmuel line there, Ein Madlikim Be'itrain. You can't use Itrain. That is Drashi Psuta de Zifta, type of tar, that's the worst part of the tar. His first part is the thick part of the tar, and at the end comes out type of a juice. Now this type of an oil really burns well. So it won't have the psul al zephis. Zephis is the bad shemen, because it doesn't burn well at all. This is the zifta, the bad part of it, that really burns well. But the reason why you can't use it if they cover a Shabbos, because the smell is very bad. Drashim, if they cover a Shabbos, sherechei ra. It's a tremendous, very bad smell. So we're afraid if you're going to use it, you're going to walk away from the table, you're not going to be able to eat it. It's going to smell so bad, you won't eat there. So therefore, you shouldn't use it for near Shabbos. This itrin burns well, so you'll have to use it for near Shabbos. The Chom Matirim in this, and also B'chol Hashmonim, the amount of other shemens also. The shemen Shum Shemin for sesame seeds, the shemen Agoizim from nuts, if you make oil, the shemen Snoinois, right, from radishes, you could also make oil. The shemen Dogim, Trashi, that means Mikirve Dogim Shinimuchoi, from the kishkis of the Dogim that you melted down. The shemen Pakuois, Trashi, that means Delas Midvari, type of a pumpkin that comes from the Midbar. That type of pumpkin also gives off oil. The itron, as we had before, itron, that's the bad part of the tar, over neft. Neft trashi min shemen type of oil. Sherecha rat, smells very bad. Can the Armenian say the Yuma, Gemara Yuma says, bo limdoid neft, when you want to come to measure neft, Armenian, we tell you, modedly atzmecha, measure it for yourself. Shenodim reitzle say, nobody wants to help you out. Since it smells so bad, neft, like kerosene, you don't want to use it because it smells very bad. So Chum say you're allowed to use all these things. Chum don't make any xeris. If out they burn well, you may go away because it smells bad. Chum don't make xeris. We have paraffinimer, paraffin makes xeris. Paraffinimer. We have paraffinimer no alocha. Ein madlikin el b'shem and zayis bavad. Paraffin say mechuras mitchila. Metchila, the best shemen to use the shemen zayis levad that you had before, that gives off the nicest light. It's a tzolul, a clear light. So the mitzvah min amufcher is to use shemen zayis. The churat first brought down alocher also. So we'll talk about this. The shalom b'zman hazeh akam devel does not knowing so much to use shemen zayis. Shemen zayis gives off a beautiful nair. The churat the mitzvah min amufcher. So this is shalom why we don't use shemen zayis today. One het that once told me is that the vote is the Iker Yisrael of Ner Shabbos is the Shaf Shalom Bayis we had before. There should be light. The Zman Hazeh, the Iker light we have anyway is the lecture light that we have. That's the Iker light. Like without that, wouldn't be the Shalom Bayis. The Iker Shalom Bayis we have is we have light on in the house. That we use Neris today, it's only a Zechem, the mitzvah of Neris. So therefore we're not makbid so much to use Shem and Zayis. Because anyway, the Iker Shalom Bayis now is from the light. So that gets a shalal alocha. We'll talk about later how you can make a bracha on the neris altogether. If you have your lights on, nice bright lights, and when your wife comes to make neris, lahadlik ner, the chur not having any hand off the ner at all. Not so poshut. Right? You could be nekel, but gafrot. The Gemara says, we'll see, there's cases. If you have one ner and you bring another ner, even 100 neris, in gafrot there's more light. So for the more light you have, it passes to make a bracha. Gafrot, the candles give off more light. That's why some people talk about machma that they shut the light and let their wife light the nair to make the bracha, and then they put on the light again. And the other pshat is, they could be mikvah without it. But koponim, that's one of the reasons why we're not that makvah today in Shemen Zayis. But look more, my timer, why can't you light Shemen Sreifer on Yomtif? My timer, Lufi Shein Sorfim Kotshim on Yomtif. There's a klal, you're not allowed to burn Kotshim on Yomtif. Therefore, Truma, which also has a din truma, has a din kachim, you shouldn't burn on Yom Tov. So the Gemara Minohan Emili, how do we know it's Yisoid, you can't burn truma, you can't burn kachim on Yom Tov? So it's really, it's a shayla, I mean, Taisi has a kasha, the Rishayim is, it's good, we'll have sukkim soon, you can't burn kachim on Yom Tov. Because kachim, you're not allowed to have an ofram. Since you can't have an ofram, it applies like a bishop, so it's arach. You're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. Mashenkin Shruma Tameya, you're allowed to have anor from it. You're allowed to burn the shemen and use the oil. you're allowed to burn, put it into the tanner, and cook with it. But since you're allowed to have anof from the shemen truma, what should be wrong by burning on yontif? No tushtot the kachim. You're not allowed to burn kachim on yontif, because when you burn the kachim, you can't have anof from it. So there's no heter tzarech haichol nefesh. Mashenkin shemen truma has a heter haichol nefesh. And the pashtim shemen says exactly the galocha. Wagoyza shemen truma otu kachim. So really, the drice of the is you can't burn kachim on yontif. After we can't burn shemen, a truma tamei on yontif, that's only exera otu kachim. So the Gemara b'nohan emili that you can't burn kachim amish. Oma chiski v'chein tonad v'chiski brings a postik oma kro. V'loi sosiru m'menu ad boikir. Shalom about a korban Pesach. You're supposed to eat the Pesach at night. And don't leave it over to the next morning, because then it becomes nicer. So it's the postik v'ha nicer m'menu ad boikir. If you leave it over till the morning, v'eshti sarif, you have to burn it. The question, why the person have to say again, boikir a second time for? And he already said, loi sosiru m'menu ad boikir. Don't leave it over till the morning. Why do you have to say again, v'hanoisim emenu ad boikir? Just should have said, v'hanoisim is chayis reifo. So the kasha, she'en tamuloyim ad boikir. Why do you have to say a second time ad boikir? Ma tamuloyim ad boikir. Why does the pasuk say again ad boikir? V'hakosav liten loy boikir she'en lis reifosli. It's coming to tell us that certain times, or here on Yom Tov Pesach, you can't burn the noise of the next morning, because the next morning is Pesach. You're not allowed to burn kachim on Pesach. Now you have to wait till Boikir Sheni. You have to wait till the next morning of Chol HaMoed Midiraisam. The second day Pesach is Chol HaMoed already. That's when you can burn the Noiser. So you see, Klof, in this Pesach, you're not allowed to burn the Noiser the next morning on Pesach, because Ein Sarfen Kachim on Yom Tov. Shrashim Noan Emilu the Ein Sarfen. Dilo Ema Ma'ed Lekroa, Isla Nonayma, Osei, Leisei Esei, Debeish Tisroifu, Kachim is the Mitzvah Sesei to burn it. V'yidchi Esoisesei, Bukom Lacha. The Esei should be Deich Leisesei. So out of Ferish Apostik, I would say you're allowed to burn even regular kachim on Yom Tov, because there's a mitzvah essay in burning it. Either the loisa say in making the fire, or the essay the loisa say. Shein tam lo mad boika. Zim nach riti elav anoisim menu beishas waifum. To look see about boika bereishas, said already what noisir is. Noisir is if you leave the korban Pesach over till the morning. Boika shein, the chiddush is, shuchana shamoyed. The Apostik is telling you, when do you burn it? The second morning. Chana shamoyed. Lachi mashma. Vanoisim menu lo boika rishon ad boika sheini hamtino v'tisrefehu. Wait till the next morning and then burn it. Why? Because ain't surfing kachim be yomtiv. Abai Yomar from another posik. Abai Yomar, Omar Kro, the posik says, Oiles Shabbos b'Shabbatai. We darshin v'loi oiles chol b'Shabbos. V'loi oiles chol b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to burn kabonis of chol on yomtiv. You see, klo ain't surfing kachim be yomtiv. Shrashi oiles chol. The going every tomach al erev. On erev Shabbos, he brought the tomach al ben abayim. Or else the erev yomtiv. Shloi hook the room by join, he didn't burn it. The boy join is a malanoisa meshach sheikha. Comes night time, Shabbos, a yomtiv, you're not allowed to burn it. The kolishchen kotchim sulim mustafinin. And about the kotchim like noiser, you're not allowed to burn on Shabbos or on yomtiv. By the rov of Omar Omakro, hu levada yosalachem. This is the heta from Eichel Nefesh on yomtiv, you're allowed to cook or burn for yourself. The diak hu vulei machshir. You can only do things for yourself. And not a machshir of an eichel nefesh. Levadai is a drasha, v'loi milish le bizmana. So you ask the kal v'chayma. We need a postrik to say you can't make milish le bizmana. So Rashi says the kal v'chayma, madach milah, that's a mitzvah. Still you can't do it on yont, because not bizmana. Hu adin kochim, that's not a zman, you don't have to burn it today, and not allowed to burn it on yomtiv. His kachim from yesterday, of psulim, that there's no bedavka mitzvah, you have to burn it today. You could burn it tomorrow, so the mitzvah is not deicha yomtiv. Trashi ulevadai, kruah yisera ninu, demotle nichtav ach asher yorcha lechol nefesh yaslechem. Whatever you have to eat, you're allowed to do for yourself. What does it say? Who from is machshirin? Machshiri oichel, going lasa shpud. If you want to make the spit or make an oven to bake in, that's not allowed to do on yomtiv. The stock in the town of Ekraim. If you want to make the knife in order to cut the meat, that you're not allowed to do on yontif. But that's called the machshir oichel nefesh. By making the tana, you're not cooking any food. You're only making something to be able to cook later. That's no heter. Then the pasuk says levadoi is lemutei milish leidis mano. A meal of the ninth day, a tenth day comes out on yontif. You're not allowed to make the meal on yontif. The loy dochi shabbos v'yomtiv. Diloy me it's a crow without the posig. Asiyah the kavachoyma. The Gemara in Shalayda says of the kavachoyma that it should be doichi shabbos. The titchi, the perak Reb Lezer, dochi tanya hosam. Umat saras.
If the Kohen becomes a Metzora, he can't do the Avodah anymore. The Avodah Doiches Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the Korban, the Korbanos Hayoyim. So you see, Korban is Doiches Shabbos. Mila Shloid is Mana. Doiches Oiso. Mila Shloid is Mana is Doiches Tzaras. The Hochi Tanya Hoson. Mila Doiches is a Tzaras. Means let's say there's a Tzaras on the Mokam HaMila. So as though there's a lav, you're not allowed to cut off the Tzaras from your body. But let's say on the Orla there's a Tzaras, you're allowed to do the Maisa Mila and cut off the Orla, cut off the Tzaras. So you see, Mila is Doiche Tzaras. Bein Bizmana, Bein Shlei Bizmana. The Yalav Lami Kroi, we learn now from Sukkim there. Oida Zoi, Shabbos, and Nishkim of Nei Avoida. Shabbos, you're allowed to do Avoida on Shabbos. Oida Zoi, Ein Adin, Shetei Mila, Shlei Bizmana, Doiche Oysa. His madach mila is doicha tzaras, and tzaras is doicha avoida, and avoida is doicha shabbos. So vada mila should be doicha shabbos. Now ask you levada, therefore we need this posting. Laafuke mahay kavachayim. Tell we don't use this kavachayim. Letidra shlei. So we have a posting now. You're not allowed to make a mila shlei bizmana on yomtiv. So drashi mamela shamina. We hear from here shamina minor the mitzvah she'ein zmana kavua. A mitzvah you don't vadafka have to do today. The Yochel as Faisal Mochi could do it tomorrow after Yom Tov. Is ain't a Deicha Yom Tov? It's not Deicha Yom Tov. Who Adin Lesfeitas Kodshim to Meim? Who Adin Sfeitas Kodshim is not Deicha Yom Tov? Since there's no mitzvah that could do it today, he could do it tomorrow. It's not Deicha Yom Tov. That's another makor that Kodshim is not let a burn on Yom Tov. Rav Asher Yom another pshat. He'll even without a pasuk yields. Rav Asher Yom a Shabbosain essay. Yom Tov has an Isra say to it. The heaven lay yomtif as save loisase. Hey, she not let a